Jeremiah chapter 19. This is what the Lord says. Go and buy a clay jar from a potter. Take along some of the elders of the people and some of the priests. Go out to the valley of Ben Hinnom, by the entrance of the potsherd gate. Proclaim there the words I will tell you. Say this to them. Hear the word of the Lord, you kings of Judah, and you who live in Jerusalem. This is what the Lord of armies, the God of Israel, says. Watch out! I am going to bring disaster on this place that will make the ears of all who hear about it ring, because they have forsaken me and have defiled this place. They have burned incense in it to other gods that neither they nor their fathers nor the kings of Judah ever knew. They have filled this place with the blood of the innocent. They have built high places to Baal and burned their children in the fire as offerings to Baal, something I did not command or mention, and which did not enter my mind. So listen to this. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when people will no longer call this place Topheth or Ben Hinnom, but the Valley of Slaughter. I will ruin the plans of Judah and Jerusalem in this place. I will make them fall by the sword before their enemies, at the hands of those who seek their lives. I will make their dead bodies food for the birds in the sky and the wild animals in the land. I will make this city desolate, and I will make it a target of contempt. Everyone who passes by will be horrified and scoff because of all its wounds. I will make them eat the flesh of their sons and daughters. They will eat one another's flesh during the pressure from the siege that their enemies, those who want to kill them, will bring upon them. Then break the jar in the sight of the men who are with you. Tell them this is what the Lord of armies says. This is how I will break this people and this city, like a potter's jar that is so smashed that it cannot be made whole again. They will bury people in Topheth until there is no place left to bury. This is what I will do to this place, says the Lord, and to those who live here. I will make the city like Topheth. The houses of Jerusalem and the houses of the kings of Judah will become defiled. All the houses on whose rooftops they have burnt incense to all the army of the heavens and poured out drink offerings to other gods. They will all be defiled like that place, Topheth. Then Jeremiah came back from Topheth, where the Lord had sent him to prophesy, and he stood in the courtyard of the house of the Lord and said to all the people, "This is what the Lord of armies, the God of Israel, says. I will certainly bring on this city and on all its towns every disaster that I have proclaimed against it, because they have become stiff-necked, refusing to hear my words." Chapter 20. When Pashur the priest, the son of Immer, who served as the chief officer in the house of the Lord, heard Jeremiah prophesying about these things, Pashur ordered them to beat Jeremiah the prophet. And he put him in the stocks at the upper Benjamin gate in the house of the Lord. The next day, when Pashur released him from the stocks, Jeremiah said to him, "The Lord does not call you Pashur, but Magor Misabib, for this is what the Lord says, I will certainly make you a terror to yourself and to all your friends. They will fall by the sword of their enemies before your very eyes. I will hand Judah over to the king of Babylon. He will carry the people captive to Babylon, and he will strike them with the sword. Also, the riches of this city, all its property, and all the treasures of the kings of Judah, I will give it all away into the hands of their enemies. They will plunder them, seize them, and carry them off to Babylon. As for you, Pashur, and all who live in your house, you will go into captivity. You will go to Babylon. You will die there, and you will be buried there, you and all your friends to whom you have prophesied falsely. You persuaded me, Lord, and I agreed to it. You are stronger than I am, and you won out. I have become a laughingstock all day long, and everyone is mocking me. Whenever I speak, I cry out. I cry out violence and destruction. But the word of the Lord has brought scorn to me. I am mocked all day long. If I say I will not mention him or speak in his name any more, then there is a burning fire in my heart, shut up in my bones, and I am weary of holding it in. I cannot. I hear many whispering, terror on every side. All my close friends, those who are watching for my fall, say, denounce him. Let's denounce him. Perhaps he can be pressured into making a mistake. Then we will have the upper hand against him, and we will take our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me like a terrifying warrior. So my persecutors will stumble, and they will not gain the upper hand. They will be put to shame completely because they have not been successful. Their eternal disgrace will never be forgotten. Lord of armies, you test the righteous. You see the heart and the mind. Let me see your vengeance on them, for I have laid out my case before you. Sing to the Lord. Praise the Lord, for he has delivered the life of the needy from the hand of the wicked. May the day I was born be cursed. Do not let the day my mother gave birth to me be blessed. May the man be cursed who brought news to my father, a son is born to you, the man who brought him great joy. Let that man be like the cities the Lord overthrew without pity. Let him hear a cry in the morning, an alarm for war at noon, because he did not put me to death in the womb, so that my mother would have been my grave, and her womb would have been pregnant forever. Why did I emerge from that womb? To see trouble and sorrow, to finish my days in shame? You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.